Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back in Sin City, getting ready for Sunday. The Niners and Chiefs were styling at the media center in the Mandalay Bay where the fishes fly. Juwan Johnson's here, the Saints. Styling, badass receiver. You remember what he's done in the NFL. You remember him in college in Miserable Valley and in Eugene. Which one did you like better?
Man.
I mean, you transferred, so you must not have liked it that much.
Yeah, I guess some people call it Sad Valley, but I was pretty happy. I mean, I was pretty happy. I left, but I was still pretty happy leaving.
I went there a lot. I was always fun, but I went to, like, Pitt Penn State. I was from Pittsburgh as a kid.
All right.
I used to go to the Pitt Penn State games.
Oh, it's crazy.
They ruined that series.
Crazy. Oh, yeah.
And they ruined that backyard brawl between Pitt and West Virginia.
That's true.
I mean, the NCAA ruined everything.
That's a better game, though, I will say.
They ruin everything. And then they make billions of dollars. And then they make billions of dollars. They never paid the kids.
Yeah.
And then they ruin rivalries. They ruin conferences.
That's very true. They do. No, the conferences are done. And I will say this. I will say that Pitt is a much better matchup than West Virginia than Pitt is Penn State. It just wasn't a game. Like, we're always beating them by a lot.
Right. When I was at when I grew up, I used to go watch Dan Marino play at Pitt.
Okay.
Tony Dorsett,
yep.
Hugh Green,
yep.
Stepnoski.
Yeah, some guys, man.
Siragusa. And that old stadium up there on that hill was something else. And then I also got mugged out there one night
at
the original in Oakland.
What'd you do?
I got rolled. I was with a chick. I was trying to get laid. And I had a bottle of wine. It was about 3 in the morning, and we were leaving the bar. We almost made it to her flat, you know, this apartment house.
You got stuffed.
I got stuffed about I'd say about 45 yards shy of the front door. When these three dudes rolled me,
the guy got
the bottle of wine and smashed it over my head, split my head open. And then the other one took a gun and split her forehead open. Now, the story gets better.
What is going on?
The story gets better. We both go to separate hospitals after some neighbor came out. We're laying in the street bleeding. Neighbor comes out, calls the ambulance. There's two ambulances show up. They take us to separate hospitals. I lose a pint of blood. I was, like, on the radio then at CBS, right? So I was kind of known.
I was in the paper
in the morning that, you know, because the reporters troll the hospitals and police wire for who's in trouble.
Yeah.
And they're like, Pharrell's bleeding to death. He was rolled in Oakland with a hooker. And then, so fast forward, like, 25 years. I'm doing my show in San Francisco one day, and this chick calls up my show. She goes, hey, listen, I was the chick that got rolled with you that night in Pittsburgh. I go, come on. She goes, I got a scar on my forehead to prove it.
No way.
And then it was her. She was married with, like, three kids. And I was.
So what did she say when she gets, like, the question about the scar?
She was never going to do me. She said she was going to bring me inside, handcuff me, torture me, light me on fire, and sell me to Russians. She said she was never going to sleep with me. I thought I was this close to getting action.
Hey, look, I will say this. Count it as a blessing to anything.
That I didn't end up with her three rotten kids.
Right.
But I was single at the time, and I wanted no part of that. Like, you know, she goes, I'm married with three kids. I'm like, I'm single. I'm a drunk. I'm living in San Francisco. I'm making a lot of money, though. Thanks so much, honey.
Oh, you missed out.
So do you... do you get excited about that they're going to have the Super Bowl in New Orleans
next
year?
Oh, my gosh. Me and my wife talk about it all the time. We were like, man, how is New Orleans?
What's her name again? I can't remember.
Shannon? Shannon.
So it looks like Shannon to me.
Yeah. I tell you what, when I first
met
her, When I first met her, I didn't say her name because I didn't know how to pronounce
it. You couldn't get it right.
I was like, let me not say anything.
You said, what up, C?
I was...
Hey, C, you're my girl.
I was like, hey, baby girl. So and I was just saying, baby girl.
Where am I going to... Like, so I've been there before. I did a show there once.
Yeah.
At the... I was at the national championship in 87 when Indiana beat Syracuse.
Okay.
And I was doing my show live. And I think it may have been another... It may have been another event. Like, I think it was a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I was down there for the Super Bowl. They've had a bunch of them there.
Yeah.
I was doing my national radio show. I was not in college.
Yeah.
I was out of college. I was already nationally syndicated. Yeah. I go to do the show at O'Reilly's. Remember that place?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so they put me in there. And I get in, they put me on the stage, and there's the setup. There was a table, there's a radio broadcast. And I looked, and there was wiring across the stage. And I was I said to the guy, I go,
for good reason.
I go, what's the wire for?
For good reason.
And they said, they're going to throw bottles at you and beer.
For
and,
good reason.
And drinks.
Absolutely.
Because they really don't like anyone. And they're going to abuse you. So I did the show, and they were throwing. It was like the Blues Brothers.
You didn't listen.
Remember they were throwing bottles at the Blues Brother, and they're up there getting pelted with like bottles, and they just kept singing. I kept doing the show. So one of the problems I had was that night, I'll never forget, because I was like, this is crazy. I need to get drunk to deal with this. So I just kept drinking shots and drinking cocktails, having beers. And then when the show was over after 4 hours.
Oh, you felt, oh, it was.
No, my producers carried me back to the Stetson Hotel because I was so drunk. And then I vomited until the sun came up.
Oh, my goodness. I bet. Night. You mixing beer, cocktails, and shots.
I was young and dumb. But you know what? What I want to know is where, because the food is so great there that I want to know, because you can see that I'm fat.
Yeah, I can't. I really can't see that.
No, but I want to be able to eat at a high level.
Yeah.
I mean, not like, some people have dinner. Like, I went to dinner the other night with some dude. He had a salad. I'm like, what kind of famine?
That's not dinner. That's not dinner.
I got bruschetta, a salad with chicken. I got a bowl of pasta.
You're the only one eating.
I got a side of meatballs. I got, cheese. I was like.
You were the only one eating.
When I go to New Orleans, bro. Juwan, I want to eat like the best jambalaya, the best seafood,
absolutely,
the best steak.
Absolutely.
I want to go to the best jazz club.
Absolutely.
I want to see the hottest women. I mean, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Where? Like, if you were to tell me right now the two best places that I should eat.
Two best places you should eat. Do you like steak?
Of course.
You like steak? I'm going to recommend Doors Metropolitan. So if you love steak, go to Doors Metropolitan or you go to Chop House.
I know Chop House. Let's go to Doors. I've never heard of that. Mavia, write that down. Yeah. Doors Metropolitan. Yeah. And then for my jambalaya or seafood.
Ooh, jambalaya, seafood. Seafood.
You know where I ended up always down at the boat? The gambling boat. Remember they had like they had the casino on the water.
You weren't going for the right reasons.
Well, I thought I was. I was gambling, drinking, chasing hoes. Are we on the air?
All the food tasted the same, probably.
Don't talk about hookers on the air. Stick to football, they're saying in my ear. You heard him. So, I forget what the name of that casino was. What's the...
Oh, the casino. Harrah's.
Harrah's on the water. That's right.
Harrah's is great.
So, they have one in Atlantic City, too.
Yeah.
It's not as nice.
Oh, I know. I know. Yeah, I've been to Atlantic
City. Smells like cigarettes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the seafood place, where should I go?
Yeah, seafood place. Yeah, I am from South Jersey.
I know.
I've been to Atlantic City, so I know a little bit about...
I don't want to admit this, but I am, too. But
really?
But not South. North.
Central? Oh, north.
No,
right.
I live with all the rich white people in the woods.
Okay, so you go right to New York.
I live 20 minutes from Manhattan. And I live with all the rich people, and then there's like a bear in my yard, a coyote, a deer, a hooker. I got a lawn guy.
The hookers just always seem to just...
My wife led me out there with like sexual prowess. I was fine in Hell's Kitchen living in the city, and she lured me out there with promises of adventure and sex, and it was all a lie. What she did was get pregnant and had two kids.
Oh, there you go.
Ruined everything. Ruined everything. Listen, I think you're great as a receiver. I've never liked your quarterback. You got to make him, he makes a lot of money. You got to make him throw you the ball more. Yeah. And tell me about Verizon. Light up my studio at home. They do. They're the reason
As they should. And they've been great, man. I mean, obviously, they have a wireless service and they have a home service. So
I got 5 gigs from Verizon. I love paying that bill every month. It keeps me on the TV.
And you
should. I love you, bro. It's great meeting you.
Appreciate you.
Juwan Johnson, styling.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, back in Vegas, you want to get the BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app. It's awesome. Download it on iOS or Android. Visit BetMGM.com. Open an account for $5. Place a bet, $5, let's say. Standard odds on anything. Win or lose, you're going to get 158 in bonus bets immediately. You're going to love it. It's awesome. Use the bonus code SG158, SG158, like SportsGrid 158, and get in on it. $5, you bet. And you get 158 in bonus bets. Check it out at BetMGM.com. You'll see for yourself how cool it is, and then you'll keep using the BetMGM app for all of your gambling needs. All right, the Lion's Share. Time for the most exciting phase of the show today. By the way, I thought Juwan Johnson of the Saints was the best guest. Maybe of the week. He was funny. It's time for Carver High's Tutty Picks and the Carver High Notorious OG Sheet of Integrity.
It certainly is, Scotty. And yes, the Lion's Share brought to you by BetMGM. And I figured we got to start with the tutties because we've had such a big year with our anytime tutties here on the show. It's the final NFL game of the season. Let's start with the tutties. So here's what I got for you. I got two kind of chalk ones. I got two kind of long shots, and then I got a couple first studies for you. First, you know Kelsey's going to score in this game. You just know that he is. So we're putting Kelsey on the board at minus 115. I told you last week, Debo, to get him then when he was 170. Remember we did that last Friday. Now he's 140, but I'm still saying let's go out and get Debo Samuel to score. We're going with McCaffrey, Scotty, for not one, but two tutties for Christian McCaffrey at plus 275. Oh. I figured out which chief I wanted to take. I said I want one kind of long shot. One of those weird guys is going to score.
Right.
I ended up going with Justin Watson at plus 650. That is my selection.
Wow.
And for the first studies, Kittle at 9-1 for the Niners and MVS 30-1 for the Chiefs. We go big ball for the Chief first touchdown in the game.
Wow, first tutty from Valdez-Scantling going rogue on us. Carver High's anytime tutties. Are you surprised that that Kelsey number is so short?
I'm a little surprised that it hasn't gotten longer. You're right. I've seen it bouncing around, of course. Minus 105, minus 120, minus 115.
Right.
But it just feels like you know that in a game like this, he's the guy. He's going to get, for this segment, the lion's share of the targets. He's going to get the big balls down inside the red zone. So I think that for us putting some chalk ones up there, I think that Kelsey absolutely is one that we have to have. All right, I'm going to ring these off for you one at a time. The Sheet of Integrity, you tell me if you're going to be in or out with me here on Sunday for the Sheet of Integrity. First, we've talked about this one a lot. I think you're in with me. Longest field goal over 47 and a half. We have one guy who never misses in Butker, another guy, Moody, who does miss sometimes, but he's got a big leg. We're indoors, over 47 and a half, longest field goal.
Oh, I think that's, I'm with you. I'm over there. I agree with, I had Lowry. Remember Nick Lowry? He literally said Robbie Gould. Those guys both thought over 47 and a half. And he thought, remember, he said Bucker going to have four field goals in the game and the Chiefs are going to win. So I'm willing even to go over the Bucker over 1.5. I'm willing to say he has two or more field goals.
I like that one as well. I'll go with Butker there. How about a successful two-point conversion? We saw it last year. We've seen it in a bunch of years in the Super Bowl with how these coaches now run things. Plus 275, successful two-point conversion in the game.
Without a doubt. I mean, just absolutely without a doubt that one of these two explosive offenses is going to need to converted to. Somebody's going to be losing. Somebody's going to need points. Somebody's going to do it. And I think they're going to try, literally three or four times. I don't think there's going to be one try for a two-point. I think there'll be three or four.
Next, I had to get the punters involved somehow, because if we're going to see them, we have to root for something on Sunday. How about a punt to be downed inside the 5-yard line at plus two bills? Let's root for that ball to roll inside the five here, plus 200 in our pocket.
We got a little kitty cat zone punt. We got inside
kitty cat
the five.
Zone.
Anything in the kitty cat, I am all in favor of it. Plus two bills. Once again, 3-0. I'm on all three bets.
Next, the longest touchdown of the game. Over 41.5 yards. We got some burners here, Scotty. Whether it's Deebo Samuel, whether it's a couple guys on the Chiefs, Rice is fast. We got some guys who can get in the open field. McCaffrey could bust this. I think we have several chances to get the longest touchdown at over 41.5.
Yeah, that one scares me. That's a big cookie to eat. Over 41 yard tutty. You know, my thing is, I'm just going to say this. I don't believe, I believe you're right about McCaffrey, but I don't believe that against that defense, against those guys, that he's going to have a gigantic breakaway run. I'm not feeling it. I think the Chiefs defense is way better than San Francisco's. In fact, I don't think I know it is. It's just that simple. I think Spags is better than San Francisco's defense. I think not only that, I think Spags is better. I'm going to say this. I think he's better than any coach out there on either side as an assistant. I think he's the most important guy in the Super Bowl because of the way he coaches, and he'll manipulate that game and get whoever he wants out of it, whether that's, Deebo Samuel, whether it's McCaffrey, whether it's Ayuk. He's going to take two of those guys out of that game, and they won't do anything.
You know how much I like McCaffrey in this game for several things, but I think the Niners are going to win, and I think they're going to win because of Christian McCaffrey. So, plus 450 for him to win the MVP. That is the MVP selection for the Sheet of Integrity.
Yeah, I think I said that earlier this week, that if they win and you and I are on them to somehow get it done, even though the whole world's betting on Kansas City, that if they win it, McCaffrey will win the MVP. I'm with you there. I'll go 4-1 now. 4-1.
Next one. We picked this one up along the way. I know that Warren Sharp likes this one too. He told you earlier in the week, Purdy to throw an interception in this game, minus 120. Niners win or lose, I don't care. He's going to throw the ball to the other team at least once.
Yeah, I think so. The way he throws batted balls, tip balls, you've seen him throw four against the Ravens. I'll give you one at that price. 5-1 now.
Well, you're going to go to 6-1 because I know you already told me earlier in the week you were with me on this. Mahomes, longest rush over 12.5 yards. You've seen this guy scramble plenty, picking up first downs. Over 12.5, longest rush, minus 120.
He's going to do that. He just did it, and the game hasn't even started yet. He's already got 15 yards on one of his carries. He hasn't even played yet.
Deebo Samuel, over.
That's
16.5 rushing yards. Doesn't have to be one rush. He'll probably get it on one rush, but over 16.5 rushing yards for Deebo.
Yeah, he's a problem. He's like my guy Ray Ray. A lot of speed, a lot of problem, a lot of easy money. Minus -115. That's at 8-1.
I think that the Chiefs corners, who are very good, are going to maybe give Ayuk a hard time, maybe give Deebo a little bit of a hard time. I think Kittle, Scotty, is going to eat. Over 49.5 receiving yards for Kittle, minus 115.
It was 7-1, and now I'll say 7-2. I think George Kittle will be taken out of the game by Spags.
Now, this one's a little zany. It's an exact prop here. Mahomes to throw three touchdown passes at plus 350. He did this 4 years ago. He's done this a lot. Now, if you want to just play him to throw three or more, I think it's plus 270, but I'm going to fall exactly on three at plus 350.
Yeah, oh, God, that's so much stress. He hasn't been throwing for like 260 or whatever, and then
I don't
he
need
hasn't
yards.
Been throwing three tutties. I know what you need. You need three tutties. I say no, so I'll go, what was there, 10 picks? I'm going to go 7 and 3. I'm going to say
seven
no, I say he has two.
And you'll get in on a bunch of the tutties with me as well, some of those anytime tutties that we had.
I think he'll run one in and he'll throw two. He might run two in and throw two, but I don't think he throws three.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, Carver, I've actually had a chance to meet some of the other talent at the network that I've never met before here in Las Vegas. Some of the young, talented on-air and off-air, you know, producers and talent, people that do shows. I've been able to meet all kinds of people, people I've never met before, never heard of before, and then they've all been cascading around the Sports Grid sets, and they've been everywhere at these, you know, stages here at Sirius, stages at the MGM, stages in the media center for Sports Grid. I did a lot of interviews over there. I don't know if you knew that. I did the Merrill Hodge interview yesterday, and I spoke with Merrill at great length because when I covered the Steelers, I traveled with the Steelers for 3 years to every game, and he was on the Steelers in 87 through the time he went to the Bears as a free agent. But the 3 years that I did with the Steelers traveling, I was part of two of the greatest games that he ever took part in, which was the 87 divisional wild card. It was the wild card game in Houston in overtime. Gary Anderson, a 51-yarder in overtime to win it. I was in the end zone jumping up and down, which wasn't allowed. I was the only person on the camera you see jumping up and down when he made the kick to win the game for the Steelers. And it was on New Year's Eve, and it was like literally right before midnight when it was finally decided. And then I was the next week in Denver when he had the game of his life, and Bubby Brister was the quarterback, and they led the entire game, and then with less than 30 seconds left, Elway got Braxton down, and they jumped over the top for a touchdown, and the Broncos beat the Steelers, and we all went home crying in our soup. But I got to meet Merrill Hodge, who also had open-heart surgery, who had cancer. He's like a 21-year survivor of cancer. He had a golf ball-sized tumor in his back. I mean, this guy's been through it all. And you've heard before that he's had all kinds of getting his bell rung problems with his brain. But he was really sharp when I was with him yesterday. It was pretty cool.
Yes, and you will be able to hear that interview, Scotty. I know that that's going to be part of the mix for the clip show that's playing tomorrow, I believe. Me and Ranieri recorded that earlier. So we do have the Pharrell Merrill Hodge interview as part of that extravaganza. So make sure you check that out. Big game special that we did with some of the interviews from out there. So the Merrill Hodge Pharrell piece will be part of that, Scotty. So make sure you tune in tomorrow across the Sports Grid Network for that. Would you like to finish the NBA while we wait for the next guest to roll through there? We do have three other games left for you. The Bucks are at home tonight. They got whacked last night by the Timberwolves at home. They've been really good since they got Doc Rivers. Tonight, though, they have the Hornets coming into Milwaukee. 14.5 is the number. 227.5 is the total. I mean, a team playing that bad, you want to lay 14.5?
Yeah, they've been losing every night with Doc Rivers, as we said they would, because he's such a horrible coach that makes more money than anyone in the league and never wins. What a deal. Where do I sign up for a job like that where you get paid, roll over millions, and you suck at your job? I want to know where I can get that kind of employment. I'll tell you what, they never get it done, and there's no way I'm laying a 14.5 piece. I'll tell you the other thing. My buddy, who's got a gambling problem, called me on the phone. He said, you know that wife beater score? 40 a game now. The guy they threw out of the league, and now he's back.
Yeah.
Bridges.
He's with Charlotte.
Scoring 40 a game. Well, he's been playing great. And they've been they've been scoring. They've been winning. They've been competitive. They've been in games. And you and I have talked about this. They're good even with or without LaMelo. And I don't think they're a good team. I certainly don't think they're better without Gordon Hayward, who they dealt. But I do believe Bridges will keep them in this game. It's too many points.
It is a lot of points. The Nuggets off a win in Los Angeles last night are in Sacramento against the Kings. Kings minus 2.5. 232.5 is the total. Now, I have not looked at this yet, but seeing Kings minus 2.5, Scotty, makes me think there's somebody not playing. I would have to go and see. I mean, Joker really, if Joker's playing, is that really 2.5? I got to check the news tree on Joker.
Well, I bet it. I got it at one this morning. I bet Sacramento minus one. You know, Denver had to play the Lakers. Lights, camera, action, crypt, LeBron, AD, all the, you know, movie stars, everything else. And then you fly up there to play in that boredom, and you get caught sleeping. I bet Sacramento to beat them laying one. By the way, that Bucks-Hornets game, everyone told me, Sharp said, don't go over because neither one of them have been playing well. Neither one of them have been scoring. I just don't believe that. I bet it Bucks-Hornets over 230. I already made the bet today.
Looks like everything's good to go. Only Jamal Murray, but he's probable. Joker's in. So, yeah, that's the number right there for you. 2.5 with the Kings. And finally, the Lakers also a back-to-back for them after losing at home last night. The Pelicans stay in town. Remember, they beat the Clippers the other night, Scotty. They do the L.A. double dip, and they're 2.5-point favorites at the Crypto against the Lakers, 233.5 the total.
Yeah, I bet it. It's minus three now. I bet it at 1.5. It's been moving all morning, so I got it at 1.5, maybe 2 at the worst. I don't remember, but I bet the Pelicans. I bet the Lakers last night and lost. I bet that on my own here in Vegas and lost. It was 198. They were in it. They were down 2 at home with the ball, and then they tied it at 100. And then they, as they say, cabled in the bed. I don't think they ever scored again, and they got finished off by the Nuggets. I don't like the Lakers. It's weird. I'll bet against them tonight. Watch I get burned. But I think the Pelicans beat them. I think they're better. I don't think they can stop B.I. I don't think they can stop C.J. And I definitely don't think anyone on that team, frankly, wants to mess around with the kid Zion. He's a bull in a china shop. And we all know how delicate A.D. is. He's peanut brittle city.
He certainly is. There you go. Your night in the NBA. Just 6 games for you. A couple late nighters on the West Coast. While we are still in the holding pattern here, I'll save some of the NFL stuff for later. We'll get your final official pick for the game. They did do the awards last night, Scotty. I don't know, I'm sure you saw all of this as they were doing that in town. With Lamar Jackson, we knew he was going to win the MVP. Christian McCaffrey, Offensive Player of the Year. Now, Myles Garrett won the Defensive Player of the Year. And I'm just going to say this to you.
I'm not having it.
This is the second time, and especially I didn't realize how stark the numbers were and what a difference the numbers were between TJ Watt and Myles Garrett. But I will say, for the second time, your boy was absolutely hosed of the Defensive Player of the Year. TJ Watt should have won the Defensive Player of the Year. No doubt in my mind.
You know what's funny about TJ is that he said before it even happened, like, you know, hours before the event, he's like, I already know what happens. I get shafted. That's what happens. I mean, this is, you said it best, the second time they've done him. And it really is unbelievable when you think about it, because the last time he got robbed, he was the man and he was the sack leader. He's been the sack leader 3 times. And again, he had 10 times the numbers of this guy, and he's the sack king. And when he's out, the Steelers have no chance to win ever. When he's in, they win. And quarterbacks are scared to death of him. And don't get me started, because I'm going to lose my temper. Mark Schlereth is here, and this is going to be a great interview, because all that matters, and I got 2 minutes, which really sucks. But I just want to say, the fact that you are like a soap opera star and fiend is all that matters in life. Now, listen, I've watched all of them through the years, because I always worked late at night. I was always on overnights and radio nationally. Yeah. And I watched All My Children, One Life to Live, and General Hospital religiously. When those two went away and all there was GH, the only one I could watch was the one you were on, Guiding Light.
Yeah.
So that was the only one that was left standing in the daytime. And then you were like, weren't you, like, literally, you created a character, Rock.
Yeah.
You're like Rock Hudson.
Rock Hoover, right. And
so you're obsessed with soap operas. Now, I know all about your career. I know you're on Fox. I know you've done all these shows. You've worked with my boy Sedano. You've done The Fan in Denver. You've done a million things. ESPN, Fox. You did it. None of that matters when you're Rock Hoover.
That's right. And here's how good my acting career is. So that show was on for 72 years. Started on radio. And then it was, you know, it was on radio for 20 years or whatever, and then 50 years on television. It took me 2 years of guest starring on that show to get it canceled. So that's
impressive.
Yeah, right. 2 years I had that damn thing canceled.
Did you love them like I did? Like, I saw Erica Kane one day at the airport in West Palm, because she lives down there. Susan Lucci lives in West Palm, and I saw her at the airport, and I almost fell over. I almost wanted to ask her to marry me, and she was like 90.
Yes.
She was still hot.
I did not watch soap operas. You know, the whole thing, I got an email from the casting director, and I was just like, I thought it was fake. I thought I was getting punked, right? So I just put the email away. I didn't answer it. I was at ESPN. I was sitting in the newsroom there, and I read this email, and I was like, I don't know. And so anyhow, I ended up answering it, and they asked me to come on the show, and the guy said, I love you on ESPN, and you know, I'd love you to come on the show, and that's how the whole thing started.
So I got to get this in before they let you go, because you showed up late, so I'm screwed. What is this thing you're doing with Stunt?
Oh, the Stunt, it's a social media app. You got to check it out. It's awesome. It's just about social media. It's not about all the other garbage politically. And, you know, in this business, you get a lot of people say, oh, you suck at what you do. I could do better. Well, come get a taste. You can do it right there at the Stunt app.
I love that you did this, soap operas. I don't care that you're a 3-time Super Bowl champ. You're a better actor.
Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back in Vegas. Look who it is. Clarissa Shields. Honestly, like, she's the champ. She's a badass, but what's really important here is not so much her groundbreaking fights that she constantly pulls off and wins easily. No one can mess with her. She kills everyone, which has gotten boring. But what she has done, Mafia and Carver High, she has now knocked Chris Johnson off the perch of having the greatest ice at the Super Bowl. Look at this chain filled with diamonds on a chick that can beat your ass. GWOAT. I said the greatest woman of all time, and you told me, was that wrong?
No.
You are the greatest woman of all time.
You know exactly what it means.
Perfect. I know what it means.
Perfect.
She got on the set and threatened me. We weren't even here 1 minute, and she said she was going to start up on me and punch me in the face. Now, what's crazy is that you're now doing funky things in the Middle East. You're going to Saudi Arabia to fight MMA.
Yes.
And I've already seen you beat everyone's ass in boxing. What'd you get, bored?
No, I just wanted to challenge myself. And when I say the greatest woman of all time, I wanted to stand for both MMA and boxing. So right now, I'm not the greatest MMA fighter. I'm the greatest woman boxer, but I believe that in time that I can be PFL champion.
So what was it like when you started, you know, from boxing and jabbing and throwing hooks and crosses and counters, and then someone started tackling you and trying to put a pretzel on your face and neck and break your arm?
Honestly, I just remember telling myself when I first got taken down, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic. Because it's like, I want to get up, but if you panic or you make a wrong move,
right,
you end up in an arm bar, you end up in a triangle, you end up
or
in
you
a
end up dead.
I don't think that
nothing. A guy did it to me. One of the UFC champions, Mavi will tell me, I can't remember the guy's name, he was Matt Hughes. He was from like Iowa. He was like a farmer, but he was a champion. He's a world champion. He's in the UFC Hall of Fame. Guy didn't like me, right? He didn't like me at all. And I was on Howard Stern. He came in. He thought I was, you know, because the show's really funny and really dirty, whatever. It was crazy on Howard Stern. And the guy goes, and then he just stood behind me and put me in a rear naked choke. And then I passed out and died.
Are you playing?
No, I'm telling you. Like, I'm not even making.
Well, you didn't die, but you went to sleep.
Well, I went to sleep. And then I like woke up and my wife had left me with another man and my children didn't talk to me.
Yeah, you're joking.
Anymore.
He didn't choke you.
I did get choked out and passed out. All the other stuff didn't happen, though.
Oh, okay.
I just thought the story would be better, though.
I mean, it'd be good for him to let you know, like, hey, I'm about to choke you out.
Did anybody ever do that to you yet? Like, choke you out?
Yet. I do not plan on being.
But I mean, when you first started training in it, like, you had no idea. How did you learn, like, jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, karate, for relay? How did you get those skills? Because you're just punching people.
I am still learning them. I'm still learning
them. Who's teaching you?
I train at Murcielago Gym. I started off at Jackson Wink.
Right.
And I was there for about 6 months to about a year. But now I'm
at Murcielago. Is that one in Albuquerque?
That one's in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Exactly.
I knew
that. So I did some training with Holly Holmes, Johnny Bones, and they gave me some great jewels to start my career. Now I'm with Team Murcielago, who is more...
Is that like Mr. Miyago? Karate Kid.
No, but Team Murcielago is more in building up champions. So we really started from the ground up, and I really been doing like I worked on all my weaknesses, not so much of my strong points, but I have a stronger wrestling and jiu-jitsu background now than what I did in my previous two fights.
What did people think when they saw you try to cross over and do it? Like, who does this chick think she is? She's already, you know, some boxing champion. Like, who does this chick think she is? Did you get any of that? Any flack?
Well, you know that
it
is a fighter from Detroit. His name is not coming to me.
Tommy Hearns.
Nope. He knocked everybody out all the time, but he came to MMA, had one fight, and he got choked out the first round.
That's not good.
But who is it?
I don't remember. I don't know all these names.
Okay.
I don't follow it that much.
James Toney.
Oh, yeah,
Knockout Toney.
I remember Knockout Toney for sure. I saw him box.
Yeah, wait now. James Knockout Toney was one of the best
boxers.
Remember
another guy in Detroit, Galata? Remember that guy?
No, but
Tyson fought him.
James Toney was like a rough, rugged, great fighter. And he went to MMA and he told them, he said, I don't have to worry about getting taken down. All I got to do is hit this guy with one punch and then the fight's over. He went out there, he threw that one punch, he got taken down, he got choked out, the fight was over. So when I made my transition from boxing to MMA, people were saying, these boxers never learn. She's going to go in there and think she can just throw her punch. She's going to get taken down. She's going to get choked out just like James Toney. And oh, behold, I proved everybody wrong.
See, because you're the GW. So when you did it, are you going to go, you're still going to do both? You're still going to fight and box, and you're going to do this now, and you're breaking new ground. And does that get everybody all nervous that this champion is coming into their world? Like, if you crossed over and you're the queen of boxing, and now you're coming into their world, are they jealous? Because I bet they are.
Well, the girls are
like
jealous
you.
Because I have more stardom.
You're beautiful, you're a champ, and they hate you. They hate you.
Yeah, but they also feel like it's their opportunity to make a name off themselves by beating me.
By just fighting with you, they get more juice.
Yeah. But even with that, in MMA, if I have more stature and start, you know, stature than these girls, when we fight in MMA, if they win, they feel like they have done something that is magnificent, that is life-changing for them. And it may be. I just, you know, if you make the right moves after people. I just know that right now, I have one knockout in MMA. I have a one loss split decision. And now I have my third fight February 24th that I plan on avenging my loss and coming back and winning.
So what do you think of, seriously, can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
What do you think of the way they treat women in Saudi Arabia?
I don't know too much about that.
It's not good.
I just know that
they're not allowed to do anything. Like, it's some kind of backward ass. I don't care what they think of me. There's some backward ass stuff going on over there.
Well,
like, they treat women like they're animals.
Well, I don't know much about it. I know that the women don't have as many rights, but
no, they have no rights.
I heard that they just got their license to.
What are they gonna think of you walking in there?
Hey, I'm definitely going to be what they've never seen before, because when I walk into a room, I demand respect.
You take over the room, and then and you're worth money. You're money to them. Do you remember the girl that left? The girl that left. Did you want to fight her, Harrison? Did you want to fight her? Because she's now going to the UFC, I heard. She was the PFL champ. No one could beat her. And then I thought you were going to fight her and beat her.
No, Larissa Pacheco beat her in their last fight, but she beat Larissa three times before that. But just to rewind just a little bit.
Rewind.
In Saudi Arabia, they're bringing. I'll be the first woman to actually fight over there in MMA. in Saudi because their women don't have many rights. I feel that they're going in the right direction.
That's pretty cool.
And that with me going over there, that it would show them, like, look what sport has done for my life, boxing.
It's changed.
So it can change the women's lives here also, if you guys gave them a chance. So that's what I'm hoping is going to happen when I go to Saudi and I fight and I show my athleticism with all my accolades and my gold medals and my belts. They can be like, okay, women are great fighters, and we should let our women get into.
Well, I hope they
even
do.
The women should feel empowered, like, oh my God, it's a woman doing what I'm doing.
You know, they actually. The Saudis have taken over, like, sports. They're buying everything.
Yeah, they are.
You know what I mean? They got Ronaldo to play over there. They spend more money than God. They have everything there now. They have UFC events there. They have your PFL fight there, MMA there, golf there. They had Live Golf there. They want to spend billions of dollars. They want to buy teams. And so I think when they see you, they see money. I think they like to have people like you because they love spending money. Do you think that they treat athletes better there based on the amount of money that they spend to have you perform compared to here? Like, when you won your golds and came here, did you get the kind of money that they'll pay you in Saudi Arabia to make history? You understand?
Yeah, you know, I can't really. I know that Saudi is paying because they want to see great fights and great competition. Like, they just love sports. Maybe they love sports more than Americans, but I know me being I won the Olympics first when I was 17 years old. So me being a poor black girl from Flint, me not having a agent, having a publicist or having anything.
Any of that. Just all talent.
Just go over there, win a gold medal, and then, I got $50,000 for winning my gold medal. I got my gold medal. I got a whole bunch of new clothes and stuff like that.
Which is key.
Yeah, but I didn't get any endorsements.
What was your first Olympics?
2012 in London.
In London. And what was your second one?
2016, Brazil. I won back-to-back gold medals.
So I went to four. I went to L.A. I went to...
What year was that? 64?
I can't remember. 84.
Uh-huh.
I went to Salt Lake, winter.
Okay.
I went to Atlanta in 96. I was there when the bomb went off. I was doing my show at the Global Village when Eric Rudolph set that bomb off at the 96 Olympics. And then I went to Athens. I went to Greece to the Olympics, and it was cool. I took my dad. What was it like for you being an Olympic champion? Was that cooler than anything else?
Going to the Olympics has been one of the highlights of my life. Like, it literally changed my life and my outlook on life. Being a young black girl who grew up poor in Flint, like, it definitely changed my outlook on life and made me want more, want bigger, expect more.
And you got it.
I got it now, but I had to go back and get a second Olympic gold medal because in America, when I first won my Olympic gold medal when I was 17, no endorsements, no sponsorships, no nothing. Until 2016 came out and I'm the returning Olympic gold medalist. Now I'm getting some sponsorships and all that stuff. Then I turned pro where women aren't even fighting on TV. I fight on TV on Showtime, open women's boxing back up, bring this whole new light to women's boxing, talking trash. People ridicule me for it, but it definitely has made me millions of dollars.
Look at this. Now listen, honestly, yeah. Can we go back to that thing? Because there are more diamonds on her neck and in this chain that I think that it actually is better than the gold medal. Both gold medals are nothing. They're not even allowed in the neighborhood of the ice bling diamond cachet she's got hanging from her neck right now. I asked her if she'd let me wear it. She punched me with an uppercut to my chin, and it hurt. I asked her if I could hold it. She said no. I asked her if I could look at it. She said, don't touch me. Don't breathe on me. You smell. And then she's like Muhammad Ali, this chick, giving me the business. That is worth more than my life. When I died on the operating room table, having open heart surgery, that is worth more than my life, that chain.
Guess how much?
I don't even want to guess.
Guess the number. I'm going to guess.
It's worth more than those gold medals.
The gold medals, I wouldn't have been able to bought it.
That's worth 300 large.
My guy, you're such a great guesser.
What is it?
You guessed it.
Boom, baby. I knew I liked this chick. Honestly, Mavi, did you see that? 300 large. I should be working in the diamond district in Manhattan. I'm over here like your boy Adam Sandler. Wasn't he cutting diamonds when he had a gambling problem? Hey, listen. Good luck in Saudi Arabia.
Thank you so much.
She's like, right now, don't touch me. Don't touch my shoulder, son. She said, I'll put you in an armbar. You'll never forget. You think that guy choked you out? I'll choke your face. She just said that to me. You didn't even hear her. She's so quick. She's like Floyd Mayweather. She just hit me four times and I didn't even. You can feel it. And she just did a shot to my rib cage. I have torn rib cartilage now. I love you. Good luck in Saudi Arabia. You're really cool. Greatest woman of all time on Pharrell Coast to Coast. You're in hundreds of millions of homes right now. Wave to everybody. They love you. Clarissa Shields, she's going to Saudi Arabia. She's going to take over.
Wish me luck. Yeah. Pray for me. Thank you.
Pray for her. Don't trust any of the federales in Saudi Arabia. Don't do pictures with cops. Don't get in any cars with anyone that you don't know. They'll take you into the desert and leave you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Honestly, Carver High, I'm going to give my final assessment here of the amount of D-heads at the Super Bowl in my region. In my region of the building, in my region, I'm going to say there were two cool people and over 75 D-heads that I will give. Two nice people, 75 D-heads of the D-head awards of the Super Bowl, sponsored by the man of the year, Cam Hayward. He got the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. How about I interview him the other day? He had no clue it was happening, and he does all this stuff. Did you know he buys expensive suits for kids in the hood so that they can look sharp and have a shot in life and go to a job interview? I think that's pretty cool.
Many say, Scotty, that that is the most prestigious award that you can win in the NFL, Payton Man of the Year. Because it means so much, not just how you are as a player, but how you are as a person off the field, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So congrats to our man Cam Hayward, who was here the other day with you. He was the Walter Payton Man of the Year. Yes.
Carver High and I won the Loser Hosts Award in 2021. We got the Dual Loser Hosts Award, which I thought was a prestigious day for us to be honored together for our long, prestigious career in radio and television.
The only other award I'll say to you is Flacco won the Comeback Player of the Year over DeMar Hamlin, which upset some people. But there you go. That was all that mattered last night. Hall of Fame.
Listen, I'm over the Hamlin thing, okay? Can we stop feeling sorry for him? It's my turn, okay? His heart stopped. Yeah. My heart exploded, okay? He's fine. I'm not. I sweat a lot. I'm sick of hearing about him, honestly.
Hall of Fame.
And he doesn't do anything for the Bills anymore either. He's like a special teams tackler.
He played five snaps this year. Devin Hester, Dwight Freeney, Andre Johnson. It's all about the youth, son. Patrick Willis, Julius Peppers, Steve McMichael. Among those going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Scotty, this year.
I am surprised that they allowed that pothead Andre Johnson and his early quitting resume. He's in the all-quitter club, and now he's going into the Hall of Fame.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.